Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with legendary video game designer and Sims creator Will Wright. Today we're going to play some excerpts of some songs he's selected that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. Will, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
What's the first track you got for us?
The first one is Imagine by John Lennon. You know, in some sense, this, I think, captured the kind of whole gestalt of the late 60s, kind of the hippie counterculture movement, but also kind of revisiting all these basic assumptions about the way we view the world, you know, that, you know, materialistic possessions, religion, just kind of all these things that we hold near and dear. He was kind of stepping back and saying, you know, can you imagine a world without this stuff, where the most basic thing is that we get along, you know, we're not fighting over this, these things that when you step back, they seem pretty arbitrary, actually, you know, and I think it's just one of the most eloquent statements of this sentiment that's ever been, you know, put to music or pen. Hear it, obviously it's John Lennon, you know, singing the song, but it doesn't really seem like a typical Beatles song. You know, it's almost this kind of pure vision, yet the style and everything makes it kind of stand out on its own. I don't even think of any other songs that are in the same neighborhood as this song.
That was Imagine, as selected by our guest, Will Wright. What's the next song you got for us?
The next one, you know, you can call it a song. It's Thick as a Brick by Jethro Tull. In fact, it was one of his almost parody of a conceptual album that were popular in the mid-70s. And really, this song is a 45-minute song. It wasn't the entire album, you know, labeled Thick as a Brick. But it's a wonderfully flowing melody that just goes through all this different musical territory, you know, from very intense and discordant to very harmonious and melodic and peaceful. And, you know, wrapped inside of this is this poem, really, that becomes the lyrics for the whole thing, talking about the angst of growing up and all these issues, some of them, you know, kind of culturally English, but yet transcendent in terms of moral dilemmas and struggles that this person is kind of going through in their adolescence.
Thick as a brick.
I think of this album as a tour through this intricate little world that has all these different moods and paces and sentiments and associations and visualizations. So for me, it's almost like getting on a 45-minute ride that takes you through this emotional landscape. And even though I think he kind of intended it as a parody, it still, you know, I think is one of the most kind of beautiful conceptual albums ever made.
That I feel is so far away. I'm a bad dream that I just had today. And you shake your head, you said it's a shame.
That was an excerpt from Thick as a Brick from Jethro Tull, as selected by our guest. Will, what's the next song you got for us?
The next one's going to be a bit unusual. It's You Only Live Twice by Nancy Sinatra, which was the theme song for a James Bond movie of the same name. It's a song that has resonated with me at different points in my life. I was always a big James Bond fan, and in fact, that was kind of my favorite James Bond movie. This is one that was set in Japan and involved rocket ships, and it had the coolest evil lair of any James Bond movie, this hollowed-out mountain that they launched their rocket ships from. And it also has a lot of weird cultural things. I've always been fascinated with Japanese culture. And there was kind of like this Western view of Japanese culture that in some sense is kind of reflected in this song very subtly. But in a totally different way, my life kind of went through a major turn many years ago where I got divorced and got remarried. And, you know, the lyrics of the song kind of talk about living a second life. And, you know, so this song has so many different subtle associations with me in so many different dimensions. It's almost hard to describe. One of the other associations is that people that kind of go into these online worlds, online games, whatever, in some sense, this is what they're doing, is they're creating another life, crafting it from scratch, and they have the opportunity to kind of be whatever they want, whomever they want. And I think that that's something that has always had this kind of ineffable attraction to us. And, you know, that's kind of one of the sentiments of this song, is that there's this dream life that we all kind of have in our heads, that different people can realize it to different degrees. You know, if you realize it a little bit too much, you know, it's kind of going over the edge and you become insane, you know. But there's almost this balance we strike, I think, between, you know, our real life and our dream life.
That was You Only Live Twice from Nancy Sinatra, as selected by our guest, Will Wright. What's the next song you got for us?
The next one is Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots by Flaming Lips. Now, I've always really loved robots because in some sense, they're an alternate representation of humanity. You know, of course, in popular fiction, it's always the robots are going to rise up against us and we'll have this, you know, kind of Terminator-type scenario play out. But yet, I think, you know, in some sense, when we react to robots that way, we're kind of reacting to ourselves. You know, when we build robots, we're kind of trying to instantiate various aspects of humanity, whether it's the ability to pick up a cup or the ability to have a conversation. We're really deconstructing ourselves as we kind of talk about robots. And there's something wonderfully playful about this song that, you know, it's just a wacky, kind of offbeat song. And for me, it's the playfulness of it, I think, that really kind of captures my imagination.
They're programmed to destroy us. She's gotta be strong to fight them. So she's taking lots of vitamins. 'Cause she knows that it'd be tragic if those.
That was Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots from The Flaming Lips, as selected by our guest, Will Wright. So what's your last song you got for us, Will?
Telegraph Road by Dire Straits. I've always loved Dire Straits. In fact, in my mind, this was like the unofficial theme song for SimCity. I actually ended up listening to this song a lot while I was working on SimCity, and it really kind of describes the growth of this town. You know, how initially it's just some little grassy crossroads where the travelers would walk by and stop at a stream. Eventually somebody built a cabin there, and, you know, from that point on, it kind of just builds and builds and builds until at some point people are sitting in traffic on the freeway, listening to the radio. You know, it's interesting because it kind of puts something that we take for granted, the environments we live in this time-based context. You know, that if you could just be wherever you are, driving home from work in your city, and stop and think, what was this place like 200 years ago? And it was probably grassy fields, and there might have been a few cabins around. And it really was not that long ago. And there was a very kind of clear story as to kind of why it grew up and how it built. And yet, it, you know, we've utterly transformed the environment in these places. And if we could only kind of look back in time a few hundred years, we would understand what an incredible impact we've had in such a short period of time. So that's kind of like one of the associations. It's also a very nice melody, and I love the way that it kind of builds over time.
Talking about music and the way it develops the architecture of a song, have you ever made that kind of connection between game design and songwriting?
Yeah, I think, you know, almost any entertainment experience is taking you through something of an emotional journey. Games, it tends to be a more user-driven emotional journey where the user is at the controls and they can kind of steer it in different directions. Music, almost more than anything else, feels like this collaboration between the listener and the musician. A song is something that different people will make different associations with it. And well-written music, especially well-written lyrics, are things that you can kind of map into your own life. And so, in some sense, it becomes a very unique song to every person that hears it, because everybody's going to make different associations with it. It's going to mean something slightly different. I got a right to go to work, but there's no work here to be found. Yes, and they say, we're gonna have to pay what's owed. We're gonna have to reap from some seed that's been sowed. And the birds up on the wires and the telegraph poles, they can always fly away from this rain and this cold. You can hear them singing out the telegraph code all the way down the telegraph road.
That was Telegraph Road from Dire Straits, selected by our guest, Will Wright. Well, Will, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on KCRW.com.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject.